Hi, I'm Lady J for Canadian Country. On the phone with me is Canadian Country singer Jason Kirkness. Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
Doing great today. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm from a small town in Manitoba called Cleefelt.
Okay.
We are kind of legendary for our bee farming and for our dairy.
Okay.
And I grew up singing in a garage with my buddy and his dad. That was kind of my first band through our teen years. We did a lot of Johnny Cash songs and CCR songs and a little bit of Bob Dylan and a couple of church tunes. And
okay.
And we spent most of our evenings out there playing in the garage.
Okay, so you had country music in your background since you were young, eh?
Definitely, yeah.
Now, I understand that you like to hear the banjo, the steel guitar, and the fiddle. Do you play any of those, or...?
I play the six-string banjo a little bit myself.
Okay.
And I'm really, really bad at the fiddle.
Well...
I just never get that bowing technique down right.
Yeah, that's always hard, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that right now you're touring in Alberta, and you will go to Ontario at the end of August, and then to Montreal in September. When you come to Montreal, will this be your first visit in Quebec?
Actually, we played at Canadian Music Week in Toronto in March.
Okay.
And one of the dates that got us there was playing at a little place called Barfly in Montreal.
Okay.
So that was the one and only time that we've ever played in Quebec.
Oh, so this will be the only second time for you, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if you're following along with us on our Life on the Road video series, but actually last week's episode was actually about the day in Montreal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you find it? Did you like Montreal, or...?
Montreal is fantastic.
Oh, wow. And
darn near killed us, though.
Oh, how was your French, though?
Sorry?
How was your French?
French. Je parle un peu.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
Since you're going to be in the area in September, I was wondering if you could stop by the 1st of September to sing for us here in the studio.
Live. Oh, man, I'd totally love to. That sounds like fun.
Good. Yeah, we'll be glad to have you and have a little chat here in the studio.
Excellent.
Before each show, how do you get yourself into the groove to go on stage? Do you have like a little routine, or is it by hearing your fans or seeing your fans out there before you perform? Like, how do you get yourself geared up?
For us, we all get together about an hour before the show. We all turn our phones off, and we all kind of get focused. And we have this thing we call the rally chop.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with a professional wrestler in the 80s and early 90s, I guess, called Ric Flair.
Yeah.
But he had this sort of backhand chop that he did to his opponents on across the chest.
Okay, yeah.
We do that.
Oh. Okay.
So it looks kind of violent, and like there'll be all of us sort of chopping each other in the chest and saying, "Woo!" Like,
well, that's one good way, I guess, to get psyched up for the show.
Yeah.
What can country fans look forward to your concerts and to your music?
I guess that's a good question. You know, we've been playing live for a long time, and I've been playing with the same guys for a long time. So, you know, they can look forward to a really tight band who really loves playing together.
Okay.
We have a pretty high energy show, and there's like a lot of jumping around and rocking out. And, you know, there's some of the country singers just kind of stand and sing their songs and do a great job of performing that way. But, you know, we like to get the energy up. We like to get people clapping and stomping. And, you know, we do a bit of yodeling sometimes in the middle of the show with the crowd if they're into it. And
oh, really?
Yeah, the new track, No Cowboy, people have been singing along with that one quite loudly lately.
Oh, wow. Now, I've heard that you've also opened up for, like, the Roadhammers and Derek Rutan.
That's true.
What's it like for opening, to be an opening act for musicians like that have been around a little while?
Yeah, it's a huge honor, to be quite honest, because we get
we get to build our fan base a lot more quicker than we would necessarily playing like in a nightclub, because like let's say the Roadhammer show, the one we did there was about 5,000 people.
Oh wow!
And you know, we were just really blessed that McCoy and the guys let us open up that day, and you know, we were really lucky to be in front of all those people, and you know,
oh,
100
wow.
people after the show come up and say, "We really like your show. Can you sign a poster? Could you sign a CD?" And that's like, I guess when you're opening for a bigger act, then it kind of moves things along
a little bit faster. Okay. Now,
my English is bad today. I keep wanting to say quicklier.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I understand with being on tour that, you know, it's kind of hectic and you get a little tired yourself.
Yeah. Sitting in the lobby in Swift Current right now at the hotel.
Oh, you're in Swift Current?
Swift Current, Saskatchewan, right? The second.
Oh, wow. You get yeah. You travel a lot, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Now, when you write your songs, do they have, like, a special meaning behind them, like a true story, or is it about your life that you write about?
Well, we got to backtrack, actually, a little bit. There's a funny story about that.
Oh, okay.
I am a songwriter, and I wrote a whole bunch of songs for this record we did called Life on the Road.
Okay.
My buddy William is a significantly better songwriter than I am.
Oh.
And, so we had picked, backtrack further, as we'd picked out a few songs from some Nashville writers that I was a fan of, and then I got to meet Stephen Lee Olson and Bruce Wallace.
Okay.
So I did two songs each from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then William came up with a bunch of songs, and I came up with a bunch of songs, and William and I co-write a couple.
Okay.
And so we had about 30 songs to make this record, my first one, Life on the Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we started wheeling them down. It's like, okay, this one isn't as good. This one isn't as good. This one is stellar. This one's called Life on the Road, which is the title of the album, so we should probably use that one, which is actually a co-write from me and William.
Okay.
And when we got to the bottom of the pile with the 11 songs that we chose for the record, none of mine made it.
Well,
we went through and we picked the best ones and the ones that were most suited for this record. And
I mean, that's good in a way.
When I'm writing, yes, I do write my own life.
Okay.
And I try to be relevant. And you know, William and I, we had some long talks, and he was trying to write from the perspective of my life as well.
Yeah, well, that's
good. I think we came up with a great record.
That's good. I've heard one of your songs. It was, I think it was, no, was it Life on the Road? Anyway, one of your songs. And I've listened to No Cowboy, which is really good. Very upbeat and, you know, catchy.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us a little story behind the meaning of that song, No Cowboy?
No Cowboy. That is... That's a good time song. That's one you can put on at a party and crank it up, or when you come see the band, we play it loud and we sing it loud and we get everybody singing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it has like some profound meaning, like let's say a song like Leaving does, but I think that's one of the ones that we just like to have fun to.
Okay. Now, your other song that I've heard is Run Me Away.
Yeah.
What's the meaning behind that song?
That was my first single,
okay.
And you know, that one actually was quite important that we released that first, because I think that was the song that was the most about me from the whole record.
Okay.
Like, my introduction to Canada and the Canadian music scene was, this is Run Me Away, this is the guy. It's about growing up in a small town,
okay.
And having a bunch of big dreams, and you know, really wanting to follow those dreams, but not being willing to let go of your roots.
Okay.
And, you know, being from Clefelt, Manitoba, a town of 300 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, I still go visit my aunt and uncle as often as I can, who live two streets over from where I grew up.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just how the town changes throughout the last 20 or 30 years.
Okay. Now, after the interview, I'll be playing your new release, No Cowboy. So that...
Turn it up.
Yeah, so our audience so that our audience here will get more familiar with your music.
Yeah.
And now, what are the future plans for you? Is there going to be a new CD in the making for 2012, or is there going to be more touring after your visit here in Quebec?
Well, the record only came out a month ago, so that was in June.
Okay.
So if there is a release in 2012, it'll probably be more like December at the earliest.
Okay.
We are going to stay on the road. Like, we're booked up till Christmas this year.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to probably release a single at Christmas, like a Christmas song.
Oh, do you have any idea as of yet to give us a heads up, or is it going to be a surprise?
It's going to be a surprise which song it is, but I can tell you this, it's going to be a duet with Jerry Cerreta.
Oh!
Him and I are quite good friends, and you know, we've been talking about singing together. We've done a bunch of shows, like he'll walk on at my show, or I'll do a walk on at his show, and we always thought it'd be fun to do some recording together.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
Now, have you done any other duets besides this one coming up?
No, this will be my first one, and I think Jerry's first, too.
Oh, wow, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, when you're off from the road for a break, how do you spend your time, like, just to unwind and relax? Do you go back home, or do you just go somewhere nice in, like, the Caribbean or somewhere?
I spend a lot of time, to be honest, on the road.
Okay.
So for me, my house is the vacation.
Okay.
And when I get there, you know, we like to work around the house and, you know, do little renovations and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Although.
And on behalf of Canadian Aid Country on CJMQ 88.9 FM, we thank you, Jason.
Oh, thank you very much.
Special summer with what's her name. She was in town for the rodeo. Her daddy sold cars and her mama stayed home. Walked on up in my new cowboy boots. Said a little something like, how do you do? Rolled her pretty blue eyes. I said, stop right there. I didn't come here to get no country air. She said,
no cowboy, no cowboy, no.
I don't need boys from the rodeo.
No cowboy, no cowboy, no.
You're better off talking to the Haitian folks.
No cowboy, no cowboy.
Gene and rock and roll. Proposition that she couldn't say no. This year's bill, the meanest bull in the barn. If I can stay on, I'll get a kiss for a star. She laughed and said, this one's in the bank. When you settle as crutches, then you're only to thank. I hopped on up, I gave a wink and a haul. City girl couldn't believe what she saw.
Go cowboy, go cowboy, go.
Hold on tight and get ready to roll.
Go cowboy, go cowboy, go.
Bet you never seen it done like this before. You better never let go.
Go cowboy, go cowboy, go.
She said go cowboy. Needless to say, I got the girl in my arm and the sweetest little kisses at the back of the bar. She said, I never thought I'd ever meet a boy like you. Can't help but loving everything that you do. That was 3 years ago, and every night since then, we've been lacing up the saddles and pitching the tents. Just goes to show you shouldn't let go. Never underestimate the cowboy code.
Oh cowboy, oh cowboy,
hold on tight, never let me go.
Oh cowboy, oh cowboy,
I love your faded jeans and the way we roll.
Oh cowboy, oh cowboy,
never thought I'd find love at the rodeo. We'll be right back. seen it done like this before.
Oh, cowboy.